Now on Radio 4, we continue our modern-day adaptation of Charles Dickens' Martin Chuzzlewit. Having been disinherited by his grandfather, Mickey Chuzzlewit has escaped India and is attempting to make his own fortune in the New World, Dubai. But even finding a job is not as easy as he thought. The Mumbai Chuzzlewits by Aisha Menon.
The past has a way of haunting you. You can try to let go of it, but it may just refuse to let you go. Mickey Chuzzlewit came crashing into my life with the promise of adventure. And just as quickly as he came, he was gone. He called me once to arrange for his things to be sent to Dubai. But ever since, nothing.
Excuse me, you can't do that in here.
Where are you from?
India. You?
Moscow.
You like Dubai?
It's okay.
You have family back home?
My mother and my two girls.
Do they know what you do?
Here, stop here. You wait for me, yes?
How long?
20 minutes. Maybe half hour. What?
Okay. Wait! What's your name?
Anya.
Anya? Please don't go in there.
Why?
He hurt you last time. He could kill you this time. You have children back home who depend on you.
They depend on me to put food on the table.
There must be another way to provide for them.
Oh, don't judge me. You also are here to make money.
I'd rather starve than do this.
Maybe you don't know what it is to starve.
Anya! Hello.
Hi, Mickey. Still in Jumeirah?
Yes, boss.
How long?
I don't know. She's an hour late.
Good.
Shall I go get her?
No, of course not. Call me when you finish. I want you to go to the Sheraton after this.
What the hell with this?
Where's the girl?
Who are you?
Where is she?
Anya!
Hopri! Who is
she? Anya!
You?
Hey, what are you doing?
Come on.
Let me go.
Hey!
Are you crazy? I told you to wait in the car. You're hurting me. Let me go.
I've called the police.
What? Why did you do that?
Anya, get in the car.
How dare you?
Get in the car!
Oh, God!
You did what?
I gave her all my money.
Everything. Everything you've earned in the last 5 months.
Yeah.
And you think she will use it to go home to Russia?
I had to do it, Tariq.
You got fired because you had to do it. Do you have any idea what I had to do to get you that job, Mickey?
Are you ready to order?
One lamb shawarma.
Yeah, I'll have the same.
Thank you.
You know, Mickey, even I had to do things I didn't want to do when I came to this country. I worked in a food stall just like this.
Look, I appreciate you helping me to come to Dubai. But when you said you had a job for me, I expected something a bit more substantial.
Substantial?
Yeah, like a managerial position. And this time I'm going to hold out for it. There's something better out there for me, Tariq.
And how long do you intend to wait for this perfect job?
As long as I have to.
Mickey, I love you, man. You've been like a brother to me growing up. But you can't go on crashing on my sofa. Salma is going to deliver soon. We'll need the space.
You're throwing me out. You spent nearly every day in my house when we were kids, Tariq.
We're not kids anymore. I have responsibilities. Look, I know someone who can get you cheap accommodation. It won't be the most comfortable, but I'm sure you can manage to get the job, right?
Right.
I often thought about Mickey. I wondered what he was doing, what it was like in Dubai. Here in Mumbai, the seasons changed. The monsoons were followed by the searing October heat.
Morning, Mrs. Long.
Hi, Thomas, come here. Come here.
Look at them, Thomas.
Hmm?
Circling around like omens in the sky.
The birds?
Yes, the birds. Something bad is going to happen.
Like a death in the neighborhood.
Frankly, a death would be good for me. I really need the work. Oh, but I have a potential customer.
Who's that?
Mr. DiMello. He's not looking too good since the heart attack. What to do, Thomas? Everyone wants to be cremated nowadays. Burials are going out of fashion. Soon, they won't need my embalming services.
There will always be work for you, Mrs. Gomes. I've got to go.
Arre, look, Thomas. My new tenant.
I didn't know you were getting a new tenant.
It's hard times, my boy. We have to be enterprising.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Sunny Villa. Thomas, this is Louis.
Hi. I'm in the room next door to you.
Hello.
Louis is a professional.
Oh, really?
No, not really. I just work at the pharmacy.
What do you mean, just work at the pharmacy? It's like being a doctor.
No, it's not. Really.
So modest this fellow is. Well, it's an honor to have you stay with us. Isn't it, Thomas?
Oh, yes, Mrs. Gomza. It's nice to meet you.
Here's the key. Let me know if you need any help.
Thank you.
Anything at all, I'm right here. He's a quiet fellow, but very respectable.
I've got to get to work.
Oh, Thomas, I nearly forgot. This letter came for you yesterday.
A letter?
Mm.
It's open.
Oh, yes. Sorry, huh? I thought it was a bill. No one sends letters anymore, so you know, I just...
It's okay, Mrs. Gomes. Thanks.
Dear Thomas, greetings from Dubai. Or Assalamualaikum, as they say here. I should have written before to say thanks for sending my luggage, but life's been so hectic. I've been working for a transportation company, but I recently quit in order to pursue something more interesting. It's been great hanging out with my old friend Tariq. He's helping me find a place of my own. All very exciting. Life's one big adventure as always. Now, a small favor. My grandfather threw out the computer at home when he suspected Mary and I were in touch. So I have no way of reaching her. I know you see her in church, so I've enclosed a letter for her. Can you deliver it for me? Take care of her, Thomas. She means everything to me. I gotta go. Mickey.
Mr. Joseph Chuzzlewit?
Yes.
Sorry to keep you waiting, sir. Your paperwork seems to be in order.
Good. So I now have access to all my father's accounts.
There's only one account.
Okay, and I can withdraw the money in cash.
However you like, sir.
Fine. So what's the balance?
Let me check. 2250, sir.
22.5 lakhs. So if I wanted to invest
No,
that...
sir. 22 rupees and 50 paisa.
What?
22 rupees and 50 paisa.
No, it can't be. There must be some mistake. Please just check again. Just check again.
Certainly. $22 and 50 paisa. Will there be anything else?
Oh, you bastard. bastard.
Sorry?
Can I mortgage my father's house for a bank loan?
What?
Can I mortgage my father's house for a bank loan? Do you do that here?
Let me get the loan officer to speak to you. Just give me a moment.
Yeah, get on with it.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
What?
Not for the wrong reasons, anyway.
Do I know you?
Don't recognize me. Uncle Pereira, sister, second son's grandson-in-law.
You were at that family meeting at the Blue Dragon.
When our dear old relative Martin Chuzzlewit was ill. Yes.
Monty, right?
I go by the name of Montague now.
Montague.
Mr. Montague?
Yes.
The transfer has gone through. 50 lakhs will be in your account today and the other 50 tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Smita, right?
Right.
You look lovely today, Smita.
Thank you, sir. Anything else we can do for you?
That's all. That's all for now. Thank you very much, Smita.
Wow. Oh, congratulations. I see you've done well for yourself.
Remember that investment opportunity I was telling you about?
Yeah.
Should have gotten in when you had the chance, Joseph.
Actually, I'd really like to talk to you about that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, if you have the time.
Of course. Of course. Let's see. I've got meetings all through next week. I'm off to London, then Paris, then...
Anytime. I'll come and see you anytime.
Okay. Take my card. Call Paula, my secretary. Ask her to slot you in.
I'll do that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Joseph.
Yeah?
I just remembered that my afternoon appointment has been moved. What are you doing right now? Come on. Right this way. Sit, sit. Make yourself comfortable.
Thanks.
Just a second. Paula, hold all my calls, please.
Yes.
Nice office. Looks like you've hit the jackpot.
Far cry from the guy you thought was a phone salesman, right?
Yeah. How did you do it?
Have a look at this.
The Anglo-Bengali Disinterested Loan Company.
That's us. Our returns are consistently 20% higher than any of our competitors.
How do you do that?
We rob banks. I'm joking with you. It's all about shrewd investments.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'd like to be a part of this.
I don't know, Joseph. At the moment, our funds are closed. Why don't you come back in a few months and we can talk then?
No, no, no. Look, I need this now.
The truth is, we don't deal with small investors. We only handle the big players. Big investments, big rewards. You know what I mean?
No.
I doubt you have the minimum investment required to join these schemes.
Well, what's the minimum?
Wow. You see? I didn't think this was for you. Unless...
Unless what?
Unless you can find someone to partner with. Yes?
Who are you?
Thomas, sir. Mr. Pinto's apprentice.
Where's Pinto?
He's upstairs.
Yeah, tell him Joseph's here. Well, hello, cousins.
Oh, Joseph, what a pleasant surprise.
What a pleasure to see you, Charity. No, no, please, please, don't stop playing. It's lovely. Ah, and here's the little one.
Mercy, if you don't mind.
Do you have nothing better to do than lie around all day, Mercy? Come on, move up, make some room.
Ah, vile.
That is beautiful, Charity. Genius, pure genius.
I wouldn't call it genius exactly.
Yeah, neither would I.
Oh, shut up, Mercy.
So, do you have any talents, Mercy?
Oh, I have talents like you can't imagine, Joseph.
I bet you do.
Just move. Move, I want to stretch.
Are you flirting with me?
Joseph, you know, you've changed so much. You used to be such a quiet little boy, following your father around, doing exactly what he said.
Yeah, well, Dad's not around to follow anymore, huh?
Hi, Joseph. How are you, my boy?
Never better.
Really? Because I heard...
Heard what?
Girls, can you tell Thomas to get the car ready, please?
Yes, Papa.
What can I say, Joseph? I'm so sorry.
About what?
Your father...
He died 5 months ago.
No, I mean about the inheritance and all that. May God be with you through this difficult time.
Thomas?
The car's ready, sir.
Good. Now, if you'll excuse me, Joseph.
Look, you've heard wrong. I've come out of it better than you think.
Oh, good. Well, if you don't mind, Joseph, I'm in a bit of a...
I need to talk to you about something.
My boy, ever since your father's death, and I've said many times, I'm very sorry for your loss, but ever since then, you keep trying to involve me in your harebrained schemes.
But this time it's different.
Well, I'm sure it is. Another time, perhaps, I'm off to play chess with your Uncle Martin.
I really wouldn't waste my time playing games with Uncle Martin if I were you.
Oh.
We need to talk.
Okay, why don't you join us at the Christmas fair on Sunday? We'll talk then. You can take care of yourself, Joseph. Can't you?
Cello?
Yes, I most certainly can.
Oh, come on, Pinto. Play, for God's sake. Are you sure you want to do that?
Yes, of course, Martin. I'm quite sure.
Checkmate.
Oh. You win again.
Why do I get the feeling you're losing on purpose?
Now, why would I do such a thing?
Oh, I don't know. There are things about you I just don't understand.
Martin, I'm your closest, most loving and trustworthy relative. What don't you understand?
Sir?
Yes?
This is the last one.
What?
The last box.
What are you talking about?
Sir, you said to throw all of Mickey Baba's things away.
Yes, go on. Carry on. Wait. Let me see. Not this, you damned idiot. He gave this medal to me when he won his first race when he was 6 years old. Now don't throw anything out before asking me.
Yes, sir.
Another game, Martin?
Oh, I think I need a drink first.
Oh, shall we ask Mary to get the drinks? I can see her over there.
Where? Mary? Mary.
Yes, Mr. Chuzzlewit?
Get me my whiskey. What will you have, Pinto?
I'll be happy to have whatever you serve me, Mary.
Get us two whiskeys.
Yes, sir.
My dearest Mickey, Thomas and I were sitting by the seafront yesterday, looking at the tiny lights in the distance. They were just passing ships, but we pretended it was Dubai and imagined where you were and what you were doing. Your Uncle Pinto has been spending a lot of time with your grandfather of late. I don't like him very much, but your grandfather seems to need the company. He's been lonely without you, Mickey. He may not say so, but he misses you. I do too. More than you can ever imagine. Everything in this house reminds me of you. I lie awake every night, thinking of you and wondering, when will we be together again?
Tamam,
I'll give you 500 dirhams.
For everything?
Yes.
Are you serious?
I don't make jokes.
But look, this watch alone is worth 5,000 dirhams.
Keep it then. You don't need money if you have time.
I thought you didn't make jokes.
I give the best rates in Dubai. Ask anyone and they'll tell you.
Is there anything you can do?
What's that around your neck?
No, that's my girlfriend's ring.
How much do you want for it?
Look, you can have the chain, not the ring.
The chain is worthless.
I'm not pawning the ring. This, my friend, is a token of love. If I give it away, I give away a part of me.
I understand. First time is always the hardest.
Yes?
Sorry, I think I've got the wrong address.
Which address you're looking for?
2B Eden Gardens.
This is it? You must be Miggy. Hi, Manik. Come on.
I wasn't expecting shared accommodation.
Yeah, it's not a five-star, but we manage.
Where are the rooms?
This is it, man.
You mean you all live here? In this room?
Yeah. Mani.
Hello.
Suresh, Madhu, Nagraj.
Hi.
So, make yourself at home.
You can take this corner, but AC will drip.
Look, there must be some mistake.
You'll get used to it in a little while.
Hey, are you okay?
Yes, I'm... just expected.
Cheer up, would have been worse, huh?
What could be worse than this?
It 2B Eden Garden.
Manoj!
Manoj.
Come on.
Where I will put luggage?
Christmas was around the corner, and Bandra had turned into a happy haven of festivity. Every one of Mickey's letters gave me another excuse to see Mary. The more time I spent with her, the more I risked severe heartbreak. But some risks are worth taking.
So you see, Pinto, I told you it was different this time.
I don't know, Joseph. It sounds too good to be true.
You saw the figures. There's no risk.
There's always risk with any investment.
Oh, come on, we'd make a good team.
Papa.
Oh, hello, my darlings. Where did you two disappear to?
We were ice cream hunting.
Hmm? Oh, hello, Joseph. I didn't know you'd be here.
I knew you'd be here.
Oh, how?
I could feel it in the air.
Oh, my.
Please, that's a really dumb thing to say.
You know, Mercy, I bet you didn't get spanked enough as a child.
Are you offering?
I might be.
Joseph, you know the dance program is about to start. Would you like to watch it with us?
I'd like nothing more.
I'll save you a seat.
Come on, Charity.
You seem to have created quite an impression on Charity.
Really?
You know, she's a very special girl, Joseph. She might not be as pretty as Mercy, but she has other qualities. She's a wonderful cook.
Oh.
And she's ripe for the picking if you happen to be in the market.
I see. Is this a proposal?
What I wouldn't give to find the right boy for my dear Charity.
What about the little one?
Mercy? Oh, no. Charity is the oldest. She must marry first.
Okay, how about this then? I marry your daughter, and you go 50-50 on Monty's scheme.
How will you get your share?
You don't worry about that.
This is something I might consider.
Now, what about dowry?
Dowry? I wouldn't have thought a young man like you would be interested in such archaic customs.
I'm traditional. How much?
Well, I don't know. She's my gem, you know, my pride and joy. It's hard to put a price on her. Mom. 10 lakhs.
10 lakhs?
Okay, 15. On the day of the wedding.
And when will that be?
How about on Christmas Eve? Just a small gathering in the garden, okay? We don't want to go overboard with costs, you know. Come.
Miggy?
Hi.
Are you okay?
Yeah, just...
Just tired. Found any work?
Yeah, I have a few options. But nothing quite right yet.
So you had dinner?
Yeah.
What do you eat?
A burger and fries.
Mm. From where?
I don't know, some place around the corner.
You haven't eaten in days, no?
This is nonsense.
Come on. Let's get a sandwich.
I've eaten already.
Arre, come on. It's on me.
Nikki, I can help you get work.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, my company is looking for more people.
What, at the construction site?
Yeah. But Nikki, you might not like that kind of work.
Why not? I come from a family of architects and engineers.
It's nothing so fancy also. It's manual labor.
Look, Nikki, just stay with me and do whatever I do for now, huh?
You tell him I had no experience.
He doesn't care about all that as long as the work is done.
Wow. This is high. Do I get a harness or something?
Harness? Come. I'll give you a crash course in scaffolding. Mickey, grab that clamp for me. Hey, Mickey. Never throw anything, Mickey. It could fall and hurt someone very badly.
Sorry.
Hey, Manik. New guy?
Yeah. This is my friend, Miggy. Miggy, Sanjay.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the second worst job in the world.
What's the worst?
The guy who cleans the toilets.
Sanjay is very happy. He's going home soon.
Oh, yeah? How long have you worked here?
10 years.
And he's been back home only 3 times.
Yeah, and every time my wife got pregnant... Every time. Hey, look, this is my son. I've not seen him yet.
Hey, Sanjay, don't get her pregnant this time, huh? Or you'll have to work another 3 years to afford the next one.
Anyways, nice meeting you, Mickey. If you need something, let me know. Bye.
Thanks. He hasn't even met his son. How can he be so happy?
I haven't met my wife in 2 years.
Why aren't you with your family?
And you? Huh? Come
this side.
I'll show you how to use the drill.
Okay. Oh. Hey, I got you.
It just came loose.
Be very careful, Mickey. Don't step on anything unless you're absolutely sure it's secure, okay?
Mickey's letters got shorter and less frequent. I imagined him soaring great heights and living the dream. Dreams were not so easy to come by back home at Sunny Villa. Neither was sleep. Mrs. Gomes's new tenant kept us awake night after night. And it was gradually dawning on us that something was not quite right about him.
Don't worry, my boy. Just try and get some sleep till the doctor comes.
Doctor, I need a priest.
Okay.
Please, I beg you.
All right.
I have to
Mrs. Gomes, what's happening?
What to tell you, Baba? He's not well again. High fever, talking nonsense. Today is worse than usual.
It sounds like he's in pain.
I shouldn't have taken another tenant. God is punishing me for my greed.
When is the doctor coming?
Soon, I hope. I have no time to wait. I've got 3 births to get to.
3?
Yes. They all pop out around Christmas time like little miracles. I need a good stiff drink today, I tell you. Will you wait with him till the doctor comes?
I'm sorry, Mrs. Gomes. I have to be at work early.
You work too hard, my boy. Tell that Pinto to give you a raise.
Who I've got with me. Thomas, where are the girls?
In the garden, Mrs. Pinto.
There they are. My angels. Have you ever seen a more beautiful sight, Joseph?
I don't need your sales pitch, Pinto. I've already agreed to buy.
Of course.
I'll leave you to it.
She must have looked as if the admission of the natural light of day would have struck her to dust.
Stop swinging so fast, Mercy. I'm trying to read.
Why don't you go to the library then?
Hello, ladies.
Oh. Hey! How dare you come and sit between us? No one invited you.
I couldn't resist such an interesting spot.
Don't you have any friends you can play with?
I'd rather play with you.
I don't play with boys like you.
I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about Charity.
Well, tell him to leave Charity.
Be quiet, Mercy. Don't be silly. That's not the way we treat guests in this house. Are you comfortable, Joseph?
Mm-hmm.
Can I get you anything?
Is it tiring being the most sensible one?
Well, someone has to be responsible in this house.
You two bore me. I'm leaving.
Wait, I have something to say.
Let go of me.
Mercy, behave yourself in front of our guest.
Now, I've been thinking of marriage lately. And I've come to ask Charity a very important question.
Ask her then. Why do you need me?
Because this concerns you. Now, Charity.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, Joseph?
Since you are sensible. And since the little one here is too foolish.
Yes.
Only you can tell me if this is a good idea.
What?
Me marrying your foolish sister.
You want to marry her?
Let go of me.
Pretend you don't enjoy these games we play, Mercy.
Oh my God!
What's the matter with her?
Well, she thought you were going to propose to her.
She looks like a horse. It's you that turns me on.
I'm not in the least turned on by you. In fact, I'd rather die than marry you. Hey!
You enjoy men groveling for your attention, don't you?
Well, I'll grovel for you, bitch, but I'll have my revenge when we're married.
Oh, let go of me, you bastard!
My bed. What's the matter?
Joseph proposed.
Oh, that's wonderful.
To Mercy.
What?
He proposed to Mercy.
But I thought that he...
Yes, Papa, so did I. I hope you'll tell him to get lost. You will tell him something, right, Papa? You won't let this happen, will you?
Charity, I...
Don't speak to me. Don't ever speak to me again.
I didn't even do anything.
You've ruined my life.
I haven't said yes or anything.
Now, please, Mercy.
You knew I liked him. Still, you continued making eyes at him. You slut.
Charity.
You know, if you're going to behave like such a bitch, then maybe I will say yes to him.
Mercy. Oh! Joseph. This is not what we agreed upon.
I don't know what you mean.
You were meant to propose to Charity.
I never said that. I never said which one I'd marry. I know you're more desperate to get rid of Charity, but you've still got a good deal going, Pinto.
Just give me one good reason why I should go along with this.
I'll give you three. Both girls are getting older. Mercy will do what she wants, whether you like it or not. And if I was you, I'd marry Mercy off first because she's more likely to disgrace you.
Mr. Pinto? Not now, Thomas.
I'm sorry, sir. But I just saw his car approaching and I thought you'd want to know right away.
Whose car?
Martin Chuzzlewit, sir.
Why didn't you say so earlier? Martin.
Hello, Pinto.
Why didn't you tell me you were coming, Martin? I would have come outside to the car to greet you.
Oh, Joseph.
Hello, Uncle Martin.
I haven't seen you since your father's funeral. I hope you're keeping out of trouble.
I am. In fact, I'm doing fantastically well, both in business and pleasure.
Good. It will be good to see you make something of yourself.
Oh, I will. I will. See you later.
Come in, Martin.
That boy's changed. Might just turn out all right, now that his father's gone.
Oh, I do hope so. Have a seat, Martin.
And there he was.
Oh.
Martin Chuzzlewit. He seemed smaller and more frail than the giant I remembered from the day I fell into his garden. He didn't see me, of course. I was blending into the background as usual.
noise upstairs? Oh, that's just the girls. You know, the girls, they're rehearsing. They're rehearsing for a play.
A play?
Yes, we all love drama in this house, you know. Anyway, Martin, what can I do for you? Well, I've been thinking. Christmas is around the corner. And perhaps my ungenerous spirit has worsened with age. Oh, please, Martin, let me stop you there. I know you are grateful for my friendship, but we are family. I will not accept anything too expensive for Christmas. Damn you, no, Pinto. No, no. I'm not talking about you. Oh. I want to find my grandson. I see. But didn't you say you wanted nothing more to do with him? Yeah, don't get me wrong. I haven't forgiven him. What has taken place between us, there's no going back. We can't unsay the things we've said. But I promised my daughter that I'd take care of him.
Mm.
So, I want to send him some money. Anonymously.
But how will you find him, Martin? He might have left the country.
Dubai, sir. He's in Dubai.
Thomas, please don't interrupt.
Oh, I didn't know there was someone else here.
Oh, that's just my apprentice.
What's your name?
Thomas. His name's Thomas.
And you're in touch with Mickey, Thomas?
Yes, sir.
Well, how is he? Does he have a job?
Yes, sir. In real estate.
Great. That's sorted out now. Thomas, will you please go to the kitchen and finish your work? We'll call you if we need you.
Yes, sir.
Martin, I would like to say something. But I'm not sure I should.
Spit it out.
You know, people get sentimental around Christmas and regret it later. Like me. I proposed to my wife just before Christmas, and when the season passed, I realized I would be a prisoner forever. Luckily, she passed away early on, and now we are both at peace.
What are you trying to say?
No, you said you wanted Mickey to learn his lesson. Hmm? How do you expect him to learn anything if you keep financing him? Yes, I made mistakes too. Lord knows I regret paying his hotel bill. But I've learned from that. Martin, your daughter trusted you to raise her son to be strong and independent, not a loser who leeches off his family. And besides, you just heard he's doing well. He's got a job.
Well, I hate to say this, Pinto, but you may be right.
I am right, Martin. Now, let's have a drink and celebrate. My daughter is getting married, and you won't believe who the lucky boy is.
The wedding was set for Christmas Eve.
Waist 26.
No, make that 24. I'm going to lose weight before the wedding.
And soon the house was turned into a wedding planning war zone.
I want a 4-foot-high dolphin ice sculpture for the buffet table.
Yes, a river dolphin or the oceanic variety?
Yes.
Which one?
But Mr. Pinto said, madam, that he didn't want the neckline any lower.
Oh, Mary's here.
Mr. Chuzzlewit lent them Mary to help with the arrangements.
Make me some tea, Mary. I'm wilting over here.
Yes, madam.
It broke my heart, seeing her every day and not being able to tell her how I felt.
I want it a bit tighter, please.
But I had to come to terms with it. She belonged to Mickey and that was that.
Hello, Mary.
Good morning, Mr. Pinto.
Are you all right?
Yes, thank you.
How does it feel to be the face at St. the Chuzzlewit?
Sorry?
I said, how do you like working for Mr. Chuzzlewit?
I like it, yes.
You must come over more often. You know, it's nice to see you here in my kitchen.
Hello, Mr. Pinto.
What is it, Thomas?
So the decorators have arrived, so I need to work here.
Why is it that you constantly interrupt me and hover around where you're not wanted?
Sir, I was just asking you.
Yes, I know, Thomas. I'm just beginning to wonder if I really, really need an apprentice, you know? You don't have any talent and you don't seem to do much.
Mary, have another letter from Mickey. Take it quick.
I don't know what I would do without you.
Mary, why have I never danced with you? Why have we never walked in the rain together? I think of all the things we've never done, and I curse myself for not having those memories to hold on to. I live in the past with you. I hold your ring close to me as if it were your heart. And And I long for the day when we can do all the things we haven't done yet.
We forge the chains we wear in life. For some, the burden is too heavy to bear. Mrs. Gomez's new tenant got worse every day. We didn't know then what troubled his soul. But in time, the links would unravel.
Is everything okay, Mrs. Gomez?
Thomas, get me a towel, Baba. His fever's gone up again.
Will this do?
Yes. Louis? I'm going to soak the towel in water and apply it to your forehead, okay?
Let me die. Please just let me die.
What do the doctors say?
They keep giving him medicines. Nothing seems to work.
Louis, do you have family we can call? Some friends? Anyone?
Susie. Why did you leave me?
He's been delirious like this all night. Poor boy. So handsome also. He'll make a lovely corpse, don't you think?
Mrs. Gomes.
Sorry, Baban. What to do? In my line of work, one can't help think of that. Anyway, I'm calling Father Fernandez just in case. Will you sit here with him?
Okay. You'll be fine, Louis.
I've lost everything.
What do you mean?
My Susan left me. We were going to be married.
I'm sorry.
I've done something bad. Poor man. Poor old man.
Huh?
He's everywhere. I see him in the darkness. He haunts me. What have I done? Oh, God.
What have you done?
I'm a murderer.
What?
Yeah, he keeps saying that over and over again. But he doesn't look like he could murder a mosquito.
I'm a murderer. I deserve to die.
Yes. We understand. Just rest now. Father Fernandez is coming soon.
Biggie, you okay?
Yeah, it's nothing. It's just the breeze.
Hey, Manik. Mickey. Guess what? I'm off today.
To India?
Yes, finally.
Lucky you. Is your wife coming to the airport?
Yeah, she'll be there 1 hour before. She always does that.
Remember what I said, huh? Don't get her pregnant this time.
I'll try. But it's so hard, yeah. Just put extra wood under the bed to make it strong, you know.
You remember to send us postcards.
If I have time. Bye.
See you.
Once in 3 years. That's not right.
What?
We come here so we can have a better life. But are any of our lives better? He's missed seeing his sons grow up.
He sent them to school. He couldn't have done that back in India.
But is it so different from being back in India? People carrying rocks, being exploited, cutting corners. Dubai's supposed to be the new world. What's new about it?
Why are you laughing? We call this the construction crisis. People who do this kind of work, get it.
It's not the work, Manik. I guess. And I feel a bit jealous of Sanjay. But he's getting to go home.
Hey, talking about me behind my back, huh?
You're still here?
Yeah. Foreman sent me back, yeah. I said, it's 6:30. I have to go. I have to catch my flight. He said, it's just 6:20.
He's a fool.
Yeah, man. What to do? I feel like never coming back this time.
He says that every time. But he always comes back. You should see a doctor about that cough. Everything you said earlier, you're right.
But we are lucky also.
Lucky how?
Yeah, it's winter. At least it's cool in Dubai at this time. We have cool air, people who love us, a roof above our heads. And which other job comes with this view? Huh?
Hey! What was that?
I don't know. What happened? What happened?
Yeah, he was standing on the parapet over there. He was walking on the parapet. Then he fell. I saw his head. Ah,
barabar
udhar se hi
gira. What the fellow? Because that thing wasn't. It wasn't bolted, yaar.
Hey, it happens. You get used to it.
He had three kids, man. He had three kids.
Here, Miggy, take this. You have to get better. Come on, open your mouth. Good. I need to check your temperature. Miggy, I have some bad news. They're closing down the company. Health and safety violation, they're telling. We have to find work somewhere else, huh? God, Miggy, your temperature has gone up again. Come on, continue to hospital.
No, Manik, no hospital.
Miggy,
shut up and come with me.
I, Joseph Oliver Chuzzlewit.
I, Joseph Oliver Chuzzlewit.
Take you, Mercy Scarapin. Take you, Mercy.
Weddings are an emotional time for everyone. For those who live in hope, it is a thrilling possibility of future happiness. For those of us who don't, it is a realization that such happiness may elude us forever.
From this day
forward.
Charity, darling.
Please stop being so grumpy. People are beginning to think there's something wrong.
There is something wrong, Papa. You betrayed me.
Darling, marriage isn't everything, you know.
Do you expect me to live at home and look after you forever?
Not forever, my love, but you know what they say? Charity begins at home.
I'm going to Delhi to stay with Auntie Tilly.
What?
I can't bear to live with you anymore.
Camera. Smile. Two, smile, Charity.
One and... Martin?
Thank you again for paying for the wedding.
Well, I did it for my brother, Pinto. Not for you.
Yes, well, thank you anyway.
Yes. Well, we'll be heading home soon.
No, nonsense. You must stay the night and we can go to church together tomorrow morning as a family.
I don't go to church. Bunch of liars.
What? Even on Christmas Day?
Especially on Christmas Day. It's like a cheap circus without the magic.
As you wish, Martin.
Hello, Mary.
Hello.
Are you feeling cold in that dress?
No.
Maybe you will do me the honor of dancing with me, Mary.
No, thank you.
What's the matter with you, Mary? Have you become an old maid? My cousin's asking you politely to dance with him. Why are you behaving like an ice queen?
May I?
Good girl. Waiter?
Yes, sir.
Get me another drink.
Of course.
Leave that one here.
You're looking very pretty in the dress, Mary.
Thank you.
Why do you hate me so much?
makes me sad.
I don't hate you.
You know, it's going to be very lonely in the house. Mercy's leaving. Even my Charity's going to Delhi. I will be all alone. In need of a companion.
Perhaps you should get yourself a dog. Excuse me, please.
Double scotch, lots of ice.
Yes, sir.
Most people become serious drinkers only after a few years of marriage.
Monty, glad you could make it.
I'll have the same, please.
Sure, sir.
Pinto's ready to sign. Did you bring the papers?
Of course. I always carry my work with me.
Ah, here he is.
How's my son-in-law?
Great.
You remember Monty?
Montague.
Hello. Yes, I've heard and read a lot about your little venture.
I'd hardly call it little.
Shall we go inside and make it official?
Mm-hmm.
Cheers.
Please take a seat.
Now, the contract's a bit long. Don't bother to read it. I already have.
No, no, I'll read it anyway, just in case there's something you missed out.
Take your time.
Excuse me.
Sure.
Yes, hello?
Hello? Could I speak to Mr. Martin Chazelrod, please? I'm calling from Dubai.
Where did you get this number from?
I called at his house and they gave me this number. It's urgent. It has to do with his grandson.
Hold on. If you don't mind, I just have a little something to attend to. Hello? Yes. This is Martin Chuzzlewit.
Hello, sir. My name is Manik. I'm sharing a flat with Miggy in Dubai.
What do you want?
He's very ill, sir.
What's wrong with him?
He has tuberculosis.
So what do you want from me?
We don't have enough money for the treatment, sir.
No, I can't help you.
But if we don't get the medicine, he could die.
I hope he does. Tell him I never want to see him again. Joseph.
And what were you up to in there, father-in-law?
Just some light amateur dramatics.
Who was on the phone?
Doesn't matter. What matters is that Christmas lives in our hearts, my dear son-in-law. God bless us, everyone. Let's go sign some contracts.
Mr. Chuzzlewit. Wake up, it's late, we have to go. Mr. Chuzzlewit.
Why don't you let him sleep, my dear? He's had a lot to drink. And he looks so comfortable.
Excuse me, Mr. Pinto. Hello? Hello? Ravi? Yeah, could you please get the car out to the front? Now, thank you.
Where are you going, my dear? Huh? My lovely. What's the big hurry?
Please let me.
Oh, I will, my dear Mary, but surely we can have a little fun first. Give me a kiss.
No.
Why no?
I don't want to.
Don't want to? Are you saving yourself for your dear Mickey?
Leave me alone.
I wouldn't wait for him too long, you know. He's not coming back. You'll never hear from him again.
You're a liar.
Who will take care of you now, Mary?
No, stop it!
Let her go!
Thomas, what are you doing here?
Let her go, Mr. Pinto.
Who are you to order me around?
In my own house, I'll do what I want with her. She's just a maid.
Please, Mr. Pinto, let her go.
Oh, what? Oh, what, you idiot? You'll cry, you'll tell on me, you'll write a letter of complaint. Huh? What will you do?
Leave her alone.
You'll do nothing. Get out. Get out of my house. Don't you ever come back.
Gladly. And if you ever look at Mary again, I swear I'll kill you. Come on, Mary.
But what about Mr. Chuzzlewit?
Just come.
Thomas, what have you done?
Something I should have done a long time ago.
In episode 2 of The Mumbai Chuzzlewits, adapted by Aisha Menon from the novel Martin Chuzzlewit by Charles Dickens, the part of Martin Chuzzlewit was played by Roshan Seth, Thomas, Karan Pandit, Mickey, Zafar Karachiwala, Mary, Nimrat Kaur, Joseph, Nadir Khan, Pinto, Rajat Kapoor, Mercy, Prithika Chawla, Charity, Aisha Menon, Monty, Argya Lahiri, Mrs. Gomes, Radhika Mittal, Lewis, Rohit Malkani, and Manik, Vivek Madan. Other parts were played by Aryan Kedekar, Kurt Bento, and Doyla Gavansky. The sound recordist was Ayush Ahuja, with sound design by David Chilton and music by Sasha Putnam. The Mumbai Chuzzlewits is directed by John Dryden and is a Goldhawk Essential production for BBC Radio 4.
And you can hear the final part of The Mumbai Chuzzlewits at the same time next week. If you want to download or catch up with any of the dramas so far, you can do so via the Radio 4 website. After the news, the books that make us laugh.
BBC 4 turns the spotlight on West End musicals. A story of dancing cats.
I thought now dance has arrived in England. Hallelujah!
Roller skating trains.
How could you find people who could actually sing Andrew's music, dance, act, and do it all on skates?
And critics with very strong opinions.
Some of the critics so hated the idea that the RSC should do a musical that they were almost vindictive.
The Story of Musicals continues this Tuesday night at 9 on BBC 4.